His superb record of achievement is unsurpassed in the annals of American history. The agreement that brought our men home from Vietnam, the historic beginning of our relationship with the People's Republic of China, the turning point in the history of the Middle East, and the first steps toward peace. In the broadest sense, what you did for America, you did for all mankind.
There is no other country in the world in which a man of my background could be even considered for an office such as the one to which I have been nominated. And that imposes on me a very grave responsibility, which I will pursue in the national interest.
How do you think the experience of growing up in Germany and the Nazis affected the rest of your life?
Well, it taught me something about the fragility of human institutions. I mean, nothing seemed stabler than the middle class in which I grew up. And then from one day to the next, they lost everything. And they had all my father's sisters, my step-grandmother, and I'd say about 50% of my schoolmates died in concentration camps, at least 50.
He arrived to the Harvard College class of 1950 as a 24-year-old sophomore with a Bronze Star from his service in the U.S. Infantry and Counterintelligence Corps. Henry Kissinger is among Harvard's most legendary graduates. He's also one of Harvard's most legendary students. Kissinger's own inclination for thinking deeply produced a now renowned senior thesis titled The Meaning of History and earned a summa cum laude to add to his Phi Beta Kappa. It was also 388 pages long, famously prompting a limit of 150 pages on all future government theses.
Professor Henry Kissinger, Associate Director of the Center for International Affairs at Harvard University, a military and political analyst with a revolutionary concept of nuclear war, and the man whose recent proposals substantially influenced President Eisenhower's plan for military reorganization.
Well, I would reject this description of my book. I did not frame a war policy. I framed a policy which I think is the only one that is going to preserve the peace. Defense policies are essential to maintain the peace. They are not, however, going to solve the political problems of the world. They are only going to give us a shield behind which we can engage in constructive measures. Mm-hmm. What is essential right now is that we identify ourselves with the tremendous revolution which is sweeping across the world. We must make clear what we are for rather than what we are against.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you welcome, please, Henry Kissinger.
When I went to China, I knew nothing about China. That's a great qualification for a secret mission, but it happens to be true. I could not prepare myself very systematically. I could not ask the Central Intelligence Agency to give me a sketch of the personalities because I couldn't tell them where I was going. So it's one of those few experiences you have when you are an adult, which have some of the quality of childhood about them, that everything is totally new, and everything you saw was an experience you hadn't had before.
Henry Kissinger has always been an inspiration, a living reminder that scholars not only write history, they can make it.
Dr. Kissinger, you're the only person I know who got interested in AI in your mid-90s.
The capacities of artificial intelligence for suppressing free expressions and for guiding preferred thoughts are enormous. From what I've seen of artificial intelligence, right now the technologies are way ahead of the humanists and philosophers.
Thank you very much, Henry. He got up here and tried to pretend that when he goes places, people talk to him about me. That was such an unusual statement coming from Henry. It should be recorded for posterity. But the fact is that everywhere I go, people talk to me about Henry. His friendship and advice has been indispensable to me.
Sense that the public wants to believe in its government and wants to believe that it has a sense of direction. I believe that this can be done. If we don't lead, there will be no leadership. And if we don't act with confidence, no one else will. So I'm not basically pessimistic about the future of this country. We tend to tear ourselves apart, but structurally, I think this country is still a very vital and very hopeful phenomenon.